VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, says the reimposition of economic sanctions against Iran has had a, quote, profound effect, and the administration wants to go further than the measures that were in place before the 2015 Iran nuclear deal was reached.
The Iran nuclear deal mitigated the effects of its mismanagement of the economy and gave the regime new life, gave this regime that's been the central banker of international terrorism since 1979 new assets that it could use for its nuclear weapons program.
Bolton spoke Wednesday during a trip to Israel. He said American officials have spoken with allies about what else could be done to achieve, quote, maximum pressure on Iran, including additional sanctions. Social media giants Facebook and Twitter say they have removed hundreds of pages and accounts linked to Russia and Iran. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced the social network removed 652 pages, groups, and accounts that are linked not only to Russia, but to Iran as well, like Liberty Front Press, which had multiple accounts on Facebook and Instagram. Zuckerberg says they blocked users who displayed coordinated, inauthentic behavior, including the release of political material. Zuckerberg says the activity has been reported to U.S. and U.K. government officials. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S.-backed Afghan government said Wednesday it does not plan to attend next month's multi-nation conference in Russia on the future of Afghanistan. Representatives of the Taliban have confirmed to VOA that they will attend. Afghan officials are reportedly upset because Russia did not consult with them before extending an invitation to the Taliban. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov is now in the 101st day of a prison hunger strike aimed at gaining the release of dozens of Ukrainians now in Russian jails. He says they are in jail on charges that are politically motivated. Fighting disrupted some Eid al-Adha celebrations in Indian-controlled Kashmir on Wednesday. Indian security forces fired tear gas and shotgun pellets to disperse the anti-India protesters in the region's main city, Srinagar. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court opened hearings Wednesday on the opposition's challenge to the results of last month's presidential election. The Movement for Democratic Change has accused Zimbabwe's Election Commission of rigging the July 30th vote in favor of President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF party. The U.S. is not alone in trying to deal with Catholic sex abuse and cover-ups. Associated Press correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Recent revelations of sexual misconduct and cover-ups within the highest ranks of the U.S. Catholic Church have revived a controversy festering for decades. But the U.S. isn't alone. Cases of Catholic priests abusing children and of bishops covering up for them have erupted around the world. This includes Chile, where Pope Francis strong-armed the entire Chilean hierarchy to tender their resignations over the issue. And Australia, where a national investigation found more than 4,000 people were abused at Catholic institutions between 1980 and 2015. Francis is expected to address the issue this weekend when he visits Ireland, the first country to come to grips with the problem in the 1990s. I'm Walter Ratliff.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are not focusing on impeaching President Trump following yesterday's legal double whammy. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports. From the White House.
Pelosi says impeachment is not a priority for Democrats right now, telling the AP it would have to spring from something else. Across Capitol Hill, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says there does have to be a consequence. Yesterday's guilty plea by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort's conviction.
It's a game changer. Should be.
Cohen implicated the president in a federal crime, and Schumer wants the Senate to delay high court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing, saying Kavanaugh's refused to say whether a president can be forced to comply with a subpoena. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has proposed a package of reforms that she hopes will fight government corruption with new limits on lobbying and rules governing financial holdings and disclosures by officials. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.